A phone with too many apps running in the background will start dying faster, even if the screen looks normal. And I think that's how a lot of people are living. They look fine, they're showing up, they're smiling, they're posting, they're working, but internally, there are too many versions of them running at the exact same time. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Thato Rampiri. Today we're unpacking something serious. We're unpacking the pressure to have your life together. I think, I don't even know if it's a, is it a quarter life crisis? How old are we? Quarter life crisis.
Hey now.
Hey.
I'm not the same age as you.
We're in the same age range.
Whoa. Oh yeah, if you like on the bracket thing.
A quarter of your life is 25 basically, if we make it to 100.
Yeah, sharp, yeah.
So I think
quarter life crisis.
Yeah, a lot of people in their mid-20s, early 20s, late 20s, we're going through a season where it's like, sure, there's a lot of change, right? It's because you went through high school, got into university, got into uni. Hopefully you got the first job. Then you get into the job, but then you realize, okay, cool, this is not the end goal. Now I have to level up. I have to build a family. I have to build good habits. I actually have to take care of myself. And I feel like all of those small things, they actually lead to a lot of pressure and a lot of confusion. So I was shooting a video yesterday and I was talking about how your emotions are indicators of different things. Like anger shows you that you maybe didn't get what you expected. Jealousy comes from you being in denial of what you actually want. And I feel like all of those emotions coming together create this pressure. And it's a pressure to have your life together because of the things that we see. Mm. So today we are unpacking that very, very exciting conversation. But before...
Before we do that, of course, Seated is partnered up. If you guys haven't been watching the episodes, this is the first time. We are partnered up with Your Getter.
Yeah, bro.
And we are here to indulge the moment. And if you guys comment on our video how you indulge in the moment, your best moments, basically. Yeah. Basically saying, hi, guys, I'm in Cape Town. Where are you?
Yeah, that's how they indulge.
Hi guys, I just had a whole meal. How are you?
I just had tashas.
Yes, me and my girls got cakes. How are you? So if you want to indulge a moment, comment down. But today we have a special winner and I want to give me a bit of a... I don't know if you can... Congratulations, Lundi! So she indulged in the moment in a particular way. I want to read it out loud. She comments on the previous video. She said, this is a... Should I do a voice acting?
Yeah, go for it. Focus on the bass though.
This is...
No. That's too much. Focus. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a little
just a little bit like...
Higher?
Or
lower?
Like lower, yeah.
This is a little lighthearted.
Yeah, because I see her. You made
but
a
my current wind is escaping an emotional loop that took me so long to get over.
Yeah.
I don't know why she said it like that at that point. I was able to recognize the patterns and remove myself from the situation before it escalated. How I indulged in the moment was to thank God and that although I'm disappointed by how many things turned out, I'm still grateful that I've grown from my situation enough to recognize old patterns revisiting music that makes me feel like a bad A*SS. And of course, also tuning into Seated. So that's how she's indulging the moment.
So
she's going to win basically this
guys,
box.
Guys, Levo and I were fighting. Guys, in my eyes, this is a year supply of Your Getter.
This is not a year supply, guys.
I can finish this in a
month.
If you eat a Your Getter a day, you can go, this is maybe my fucking 1 month.
Nah, week. I have a stock seed like a
okay, day. So let's say you're getting a month's supply of Your Getter.
Yeah. And as well as this. Don't forget about this. Ooh,
there's a 350 Rand Uber ride.
Don't show it because the promo's on the thing.
350 Rand Uber ride and Eats voucher code. The code is for the winner. And also comes with a Your Getter branded power bank, which is cool. Type C and the old iPhone. What's this? Type B?
No.
What's the old iPhone called?
No, it's Type C. It's Type C and normal iPhone charger.
Oh, it's kind of we gave the new iPhones a new name.
Yes. Hey, we can see which iPhone you have. Okay. Congratulations, Lundi. Well done for you all for indulging in the moment.
And guys, we still have a lot of episodes with Your Getter. We still want to know how you guys indulge in the moment. All you have to do is do what Lundi did. Comment down below and let us know how you indulge in the moment. And you too can win an Uber Eats of drive voucher, a month supply of Your Getter, and of course a power bank to keep you alive. How are you doing? Let's say it. 1, 2, 3.
Jessica, are we live?
Yes.
Okay. So you might be wondering what's going on. What is this fine young man doing on the seats? Let me tell you something, guys. I dropped whatever it was I was doing to come to come to this podcast. They shoot on a Wednesday at 3 o'clock. It is 5 past 3 right now. Abe Echo. And you know what they say about the alias Wem? No. Wait. Not the alias Wem. You know what they say about the alias bed? It catches the freshest worm. So, seems like I'm the bird right now, and I caught the earliest worm. So, welcome to Seated with Percy as Fuck. And come on, guys, return sponsorship. Shout out to Yogeta. And, you know, our friends there at Yogeta, man, they always make sure that... Yogeta, everyone. That's how dangerous it is. You open it and, you know, you get everyone just frightened because they also can't wait to see what's inside. But, yeah, the point of me being here is, please give me the Yogeta. So just because I didn't open the Yogeta earlier on doesn't mean I can't open one now. There's another saying that goes like, not every delay is a door closed. Not every closed door is a missed opportunity. Look for the windows. So I've looked for the window and it has brought me here to these other Yogetas. So yeah, since I own here, Guamilana Manje, since I own, I guess I also get to put my feet on top of the... It's been fun on this podcast. Let me actually go to my real job. Sitas, we love you. And whoa, I forgot to ask the most important question. How are you? Please drop in the comments how you are feeling. We shall see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Tato said today that he's been podcasting for 5 years.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I've been podcasting for
4 years.
4 years. Allegedly.
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 Yeah.
That moment shook my whole day, by the way. I was like, I've been doing this for 4 years and we still ain't make it.
Pushing a guy like, the bro, hood.
Guys, like, yo, guys, we've been trying to do, and I mean this as respect, obviously, because he's a great platform. We've been trying to do MACG numbers for 4 years on this podcast.
That's not what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to change lives, yeah. Redirect thinking, and learn bad traits and habits.
Tato, they're going to love
touch
that.
Touch people's...
Tato, they're going to love that. Keep going.
Yeah, touch people's hearts.
Yeah.
Redirect, you know, trauma.
I'm trying to get my money up. And help you guys, obviously, because, you know, the money is a byproduct. But it's nice. It's reassuring to say, wow.
It'll be nice if it's the main product.
I hear you, Lebo. Thanks for helping me here for now. Thanks for... I love you, Lebo. Your comments are funny. Here's a 500.
Yeah.
You know, get paid. I'm working here. You know, sometimes we think we are here for fun. We're working here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, but amazing.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm very good. We've got a trip coming up.
Yeah, yo, much needed trips. We're doing a boys trip.
Yeah.
With plus one. So is that
boys, still a boys trip? And tropez. I don't want to say and girls because we don't know.
I'm bringing my girlfriend. You're bringing your girlfriend.
Yes, I'm bringing my girlfriend.
And the rest are bringing friends of...
I don't know if she's available. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. No. I told my girlfriend to be available. Also today, How are you?
Sorry.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just going to say something because I don't know. Someone might say, hi, man, timelines. I'm just happy today.
Oh!
Yes, I'm happy.
Happy.
Happy New Year. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy. I think I had a really amazing meeting on Wednesday with this lovely lady. Her name is Kitu. She is the doctor. What's she call herself? Doctor of business. Business doctor. So she basically invited me to do a talk in Cape Town last week, Friday. And was a part of this summit called I Am an Entrepreneur. And during that talk, I was talking about business, like what we do and how we've been able to scale and like, you know, build systems around it. And then her and she's the MD, her and the, I think he's a CEO, really enjoyed my talk. And they said, yo, listen, come to the office, you know, the next Friday and let's have drinks. And then let's see, you know, what you're all
what
about.
What you do, yeah.
Went, had some drinks. And then eventually she was like, okay, cool. Let's actually have a strategy meeting with you because they help people with funding and all these things. Sat me down and she basically said in the nicest way, you ain't shit.
Yeah.
Like she said that you're doing amazing, you're doing great, but like she was asking me how often I check my management accounts, how often I check my numbers, my books, how I make my decisions. And I realized that I actually lacked that skill. And one thing that I learned from that entire encounter, which I think is very important for everybody at home to know, is that when you are in a space with people that are doing better than you, don't ever try make it seem like you are okay or like you are doing exceptionally well. Because when you do that, you lose the ability to get opportunities for someone to help you. Because now I've got an amazing meeting next week, Wednesday, which is like a whole strategy meeting on how to basically do my 5-year plan, which goes on to my 2-year plan, which goes down to my every single day.
Yeah.
But if I was there like, yeah, man, like Rumpy the Meter, we're doing amazing.
I was never
going to receive help. So I think there's so much power in
leaning in.
And being able to say like, hey, I'm actually struggling right now. Can you please assist me? Because you never know. And there's also power in just asking, asking for help, you know? So yeah, so I'm good. That really made my whole year, I won't lie. Because one, it's affirming to obviously be invited to talk at such a summit. Two, it's nice to have new mentors that are at a much higher skill than me. Because they manage like crazy portfolios, bro.
Yeah.
They manage crazy portfolios. So it also gives me something to aspire to as a young founder. But I'm good. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to everything else, man, like I'm most excited for the Mpumalanga trip. Tonight, I'm going horse riding tomorrow.
Oh!
Yeah.
You're going horse riding?
Yes.
You love horse riding, eh?
But I last went like when?
But you've been, like, I haven't been horse riding since I was like 12.
Yeah, bro. the goal is to get a horse in 5 years.
Can I show you how rare it is? Can everybody, like, I just need two people. When's the last time you've been on a horse? If never been on a horse, never been on a horse, never been on a horse.
Luca's been on a horse.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even if someone had to be like, yo, you want to go horse riding tomorrow? I'd be like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But let's.
Also,
let's.
Ghost Lady, how are you? Guys, ghost we've got lady. A spooky lady in the in the building.
I'm good, man.
Hey, man. Shit, man.
So I think I came to the studio like once this week, né? Then I saw Spooky Lady. And mind you, Spooky Lady is always the most bubbly person in the world. Yeah. Spooky Lady was just mellow. I said, are you fine? mellow. And then today I walked into the studio. I'm like, oh, can I, you know, we're shooting seats. Spooky Lady's here. She was there like, hey, I was like, oh, okay.
Oh.
Don't hate me. So I hate you on Wednesday and you didn't hate me.
Any comments? Was just Monday madness or what?
Yes, it was just, I didn't want to be here today. So great.
Do you mind please giving me any of my glasses inside my bag?
Of course.
Thank you. But yeah, guys, like we said, today we're talking about something that is a bit difficult to talk about, the pressure of having your life together. We've got this into different segments. And the first segment is the pressure to be everything. So I want to ask you, before I even go into my notes and everything that I thought, when you feel pressure, where do you think it comes from?
So,
what contributes to your pressure?
I feel like pressure is like, it's the expectation you put on yourself, nah, to achieve your goal. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, nah. It's the pressure to, like, you put on yourself to achieve your goal.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So, I never see it as like, sorry, I haven't even said it's a negative thing, but I never see it as like a negative thing, because that's like it's the difference between you and the goal, basically, the pressure. Because once you're at the goal, you're not going to feel pressured.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the difference between you and the goal, yeah.
Yeah, so your pressure is internal.
Yes, my pressure is very internal.
So you have no external factors that contribute towards your pressure?
Well, obviously, like, as a black man, you want to make your family proud.
Okay, so
you want to build your mother a house. You know, those things that, you know, all random... successful black men do. You want to do those things.
Yeah, the things top content creators do.
Yes.
Like, once a content creator makes it, they are fixing their home. Like,
Is they like building his mama house? Like, yo, that's
so great. Social media too. Sprinkle some social media.
Yeah, but overall, they're like being able to like give back to people that have given me. That's definitely a pressure. I think. Even you, like giving back to you. I'd love to be like a millionaire and be like, I see a Ferrari. You know what I mean? And then we laugh and we're like, woo. You know what I mean? I'd love that. But like, I never let it overwhelm who I am now, though. Okay. If that makes sense. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because too much pressure and you're doing nothing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have inaction. You basically have inaction, right? Mm. And the cost of your inaction, basically, like, let's say now I say to you, I want to sell tissues.
Yeah.
Right? So I say to you guys, everybody, my dream is to sell tissues, right? Yeah. I have now the pressure because I've announced to everybody that I'm going to sell tissues, right? Yeah. Now what will happen is that I'm like, yo, okay, what type of tissues I'm going to get? I'm going to get the white tissues. I'm putting too much. I need to do this. The tissue needs to do that. And I need to transport the tissue there. And then you say, okay, you know what? There's too much pressure. I can't do this anymore. What has happened? Inaction one. The cost of your inaction is one. The you not being able to achieve your goal. Yeah. Whereas action, the cost of your action would have been you have a tissue company. Mm. If you just ignored the pressure, ignored, you know what I mean? And yeah. and run to it. But yeah,
I like what you're saying. That's so my thing. You're also saying pressure comes from announcing things.
Yes.
Because I've had to learn that the hard way.
You have like, to, keep very quiet.
Yeah, I've had, because I have a friend who was making like a big boy purchase recently. Né?
Yeah.
And he kept everybody out of the loop.
Yeah.
Like he didn't tell anybody that he was going to get this new purchase. He didn't speak about it. He didn't consult. He didn't ask for advice. And mind you, we could have advised this person on how to do this thing better. And they said that they didn't do that because they didn't want any negative energy because they're very powerful. They really believe in the power of the tongue, right? And I respect the fact that they didn't speak about it because when you don't speak about things, it's literally between you.
Yes.
Your God, and then the actions to get that.
Especially
thing.
When it's for you.
Especially if it's for you.
Not like for everybody. Like obviously, if it's if you in, included, I must think of you. But if it's just for me, I must think of me only. You know what I mean? Yeah. But
that's right. So I'm just saying. I think that's very powerful. Like I think it's very powerful to keep things to yourself. Like I know moving forward from today, like if I have any things in the works, like things that I know that like ish, they can be sabotaged or negative energy can affect them, I'm really gonna keep them to myself. I think it's such a difficult thing to also practice because I know that I suffer from too much excitement.
Same.
Because growing up, you were always told, don't be too excited.
Yeah.
So I suffer from freedom now. I'm 29 and then I just want to be excited. I've got too much excitement. But definitely hear that. I know for me, things that give me pressure are definitely like parental figures. I think growing up as a firstborn, even a secondborn, but as a firstborn, you're told that like you are the example for the rest of your siblings. So if you fail, you're making failure normal.
Yeah.
If you do bad, you're making bad normal.
Yeah.
And then I think there's also pressure from romantic partners. I think a lot of guys feel pressure from romantic partners. I like, think, and girls.
Because a woman will come to your flat the first time and say, wow, this is nice. After 6 months, she's like, you need a bigger place, man.
Sorry, okay.
You need a bigger place.
That's
man.
Hectic.
Or she'll look at you, you're having a nice KFC lunch. And she says, you know, man, my friends went to Okoko. You say what? You say what? It's like an expensive restaurant you've never heard of and you have to go there now. Yeah. So I hear you. I'm trying to build that image about that. Yeah, but is it really pressure though?
It is pressure because it makes you feel or some sort of...
Or expectation, just expectation.
For me, it's pressure. Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I feel like pressure is what you allow into the room. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like whose opinion you allow into the room.
100%.
So obviously, like, as you said, it can be internal. Like my opinion is the loudest in the room. That's why sometimes, and my opinion can be wrong.
Yeah.
Because you can have a lacking of self-love. You feel me?
Yeah.
So you can be there like, yo, I actually don't love myself. So everything you say is like, ah, dude, you're not good enough. Dude, you're not there yet. You're never going to be there. Look at you, not working hard enough. That's your voice being too loud. But that's what I allowed in the room.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like,
it's true.
That's why I said I don't see my girlfriend as giving me pressure. I see it as just her expectations of life. You feel me?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like I say in every podcast, I think your analogy is always extreme. I've never heard that I need a bigger place. So I'm scared to agree with you. But I'm agreeing with my initial point.
Give a good example. I don't know.
Like a birthday, you know, how often we travel in the year. Because it's like, it's not like the pressure is like... bad for me. It's also like I can use it as motivation too.
Yes, yes.
But it's like, sure, I want to give this person. Maybe it's also coming from within. Maybe there's certain people in our lives that we love. Maybe love is a certain pressure. Maybe I love this person to a certain level. Mm. I want to give them a certain quality of life. Mm. So now I feel the pressure to work at a specific rate to create this amount of money so that I can give them that life.
Yeah,
do you get me? Another one pressure is also church. I think. So my pressures come from like things that I also respect. So like I said, parents, romantic partner. Like social media doesn't give you much pressure. It used to. Yo, social media used to dribble me, my man.
It still has it. Yeah,
has a hook on you.
Still has it. Yeah,
like, I remember 3 years ago, I used to see people buying cars. I'm like, guys, what am I? Are we not making the same TikToks? Are we not making the same YouTube videos? Even the pressure from like views, right? Like you will see a content creator who's in your niche, and you feel like you are way better than them. But then they're getting like 10 times the views. But then that also, I learned that, okay, cool. They're not getting 10 times the views by mistake. These algorithms are systems and they work on certain things.
They use data.
And it's like, you can improve the way that you talk. There's so many different factors. But I used to have a lot of pressure from social media. Another one is church. And I say this, but then I don't feel it, but I can see how I could have felt it in a certain season in my life. Church is really pro like marriage. and pro serving and pro like being in, those things are nice though, pro marriage serving and being within like communities that church people do, right? I feel like that's also quite a hectic pressure for people that go to church. Like you always hear like when you're getting married, like who are you dating? There's all these socials for dating. And it's also like, yo, you guys should serve. And obviously there's power in serving. Like serving is one of the most beautiful things you can do. But I feel like we can all serve in our different ways. But obviously the church you go to will push you to serve in a way that benefits them the most.
Can I say something about the church? I don't feel the pressure of the marriage thing at all. I don't know if I'm church. What I feel the pressure of is to be a good person. Like, I hate that. Like having to turn, you know, turning the other cheek, basically. Like, I hate it. Like, there's so many times people piss me off in life. Yeah. Like, they step up to me or they make me feel some type of way. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm a Christian. Let me let this go. Where I always want to be like, you know what I mean? True. Like, and that's one pressure that I agree with. I'm like, yo, I always have to say to myself, no, never. Even if it's someone that hurts me, like hurts me deeply, like it can be an ex, it can be like an ex-friend. I'll always be like, you know what, how do I forgive them?
Yeah.
Because I'm called to forgiveness because of I'm a Christian.
It's difficult, you're saying, bro. That's what they say, but they say don't,
I despise it.
I don't know
it.
What the exact phrase is, but they say you shouldn't avenge yourself, God will avenge you. Yes. It's one of the most difficult things I've had to accept in my life ever.
Yes.
Spooky lady, I'm curious, what pressures do women have?
I think first one is social media. I think women do get a lot of pressure from social media than men.
Sorry to cut you. Like, can you go deeper? Like, what do you consume that gives you pressure? Is it like, sure, her lashes are so nice, I don't have nice lashes? Or is it, yo, she drives this nice car? Like, can you go deeper?
Or her credit score is amazing.
I think it differs on the kind of person you are and the kind of life you want for yourself. Because for some people, it could be like, business-wise, okay, let's say, for example, let's say Wanang, right?
Yeah.
Someone will look at Wanang, but then look at her from, like, your beauty kind of side. Yeah. But then someone will look at her from, like, a business kind of side, like, oh, my God, she's amazing, she's doing all of these things. I aspire to be like her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it is different. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
No, way, not personally. If you don't speak on behalf of women, what pressures do you have?
I think my pressure comes from my sister.
Okay.
External.
Family. Yeah. Because she has certain expectations of me. And because of that, it's like, okay, I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to fulfill it. Because now I won't... okay, I'm being extreme now. Like, I won't have a place to stay.
Say how you really feel. You don't have a place to stay.
Yeah, it must be seated, my sister. It must be seated, my sister. Be seated. Be seated, my sister.
Yeah, but yeah, my pressure comes from my sister.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't really say my aunts, my uncles, wouldn't really say something like that. But I think also because of proximity, because I live with her, you know, my family's in Limpopo.
That's okay. Like, I literally just said to them, I want to talk about this thing.
Yeah, that's it.
So I wanted to say that I felt exactly the same about my parents as well. Like, I had such a huge pressure from my parents, like, growing up, but it's only because I lived with them. The moment I moved out of their house and they would tell me, why are you not a this or that? I say, why are you? Okay, I'm fine now. There's WhatsApp. We're not fine. You can't slap me. They can't hit me. There's no black belts. There's nothing. Why can't you do that? You know what I mean? Like, I hate when, oh, and keep in mind, people, parental figures and people that are close to you, they want the best for you, nah? But
they project what they think the best is.
Yes. Wow. Damn, I want to finish my statement. We got to my statement. You took the ice cream out before I ate the ice cream. I was on the
and I ate it.
But yeah.
Do you guys think Spooks and Lebo, do you guys think age also plays a factor
in like your pressures in life?
Yeah.
Obviously, as you grow older, you're seeing your friends become more successful in life. They're even changing the way they speak. You go from XA to morning. How are you? You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. Like, obviously, there is a pressure. Yeah. I have a friend, I love him to death, Shorzy, he's in Cape Town.
Yeah.
On WhatsApp, you know people in Cape Town love running. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I think it's the water. Yeah. When there's something in the water, there's something in the water that gives, I think it's energy, Red Bull. Something is mixed in the water that gives these people energy to run. But when he runs every morning, he'll post like
10Ks, 4 minutes.
No, he'll post like the mountain, Cape Town. He'll post like the beach. And he'll post the people running, and then I'm there like, wow. Yeah. This is beautiful. It's a life.
Yeah.
And while I'm watching him keep my Zaddy Doritos, I'm watching at home cooking thing. Wow, you ran 10Ks today. Exactly. I watched 10 episodes in the 10Ks that you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So you start taking away your success and your skills and your talent because you have this dying need to be something you're not. That's why I don't believe in pressure from family. I'm not you. Yeah. If I was you, then great. That would be amazing. I'd love to do the things that you think of. Yeah. And maybe my direction can be incorrect. It's true. Because, you know, sometimes your kid can be like turning left on the road, like not going straight anymore.
Yeah.
You can say, oh, no, don't do that. Why do you want to become an artist? Become a
doctor.
Become an art teacher. Yes. You know how parents do this thing where you say, I want to become an actor. No, no, no. Maybe you should write what the actors do. You know what I'm saying? They try to push you to the
more feasible, sustainable thing.
So it's not always wrong, but it's like, are you correct? Because you only had your one chance to live life and...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you're not an almighty president figure. So let me have my chance also. You know what I mean? Like, am I incorrect, guys? You guys okay?
We're with you.
Spooky lady, do you agree or you think I'm wrong about the proximity? Or you're worried the landlord wouldn't become the landlord anymore? Let's move on.
I've got a question for you guys. Do you guys think people in our generation are honest about how hard life is? For example...
No.
Okay.
No.
For example, let me talk about myself.
No.
So I am in the founder space, young entrepreneur space, right? And I have... and have had no idea of how a corporate structure really looks like. And I've never really seen or experienced what going to a 9-to-5 looks like, right? So when I'm building Rampedi Media and House of Rampedi, it's like, I kind of don't know if people are doing the right or wrong thing, right? Sorry, I've literally forgotten where I was going. Yes, I didn't know if people are doing the right or wrong thing. So even my work, my days where I would work and come to the studio, work alongside Ruby, Tabang, and everybody, it's like, okay, cool, this is what I think is correct. But in my mind, people are at like F&B, working a 9-to-5, working every single second of the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're there. They're there.
They're not like that.
Like spreadsheet, hey, okay, cool, yeah, how you doing? Cool. My 10 p.m., my 10 a.m., move it to 10:30. Sales meeting. Hey, how are you doing, boss? You know what I'm saying?
It's not like that.
So in my mind, that's my
majority point. Of the time in corporate is talking about when you're going to work. Oh, yes, we don't have this, so we're going to push this to this. Oh, yes, we have this, so we do this, but we're going to push that one to this. That's all you basically do. And majority of the time, it's people having lunch breaks and coffee.
Yeah.
And having conversations in the office while working. That's it.
Because like,
but it's not like a... Beep, 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 beep. Yo, we've got him. 10 seconds left. No. It's not like that at
maybe
all.
Because you were in consulting.
Yes.
So maybe it's different because you were in consulting.
We were trained, as a consultant, we were trained to go to companies and merge.
Waste as much time as possible.
No, not waste.
You're getting paid by the hour.
No, and merge into cultures. You can merge into this company. You merge into EPSA, and then you merge into...
You've seen more.
I've seen a lot of workspaces. And let me tell you, these people have... There's many, many... Out of every team, there's two people that do their job well.
Yeah.
The rest are just floating and waiting for 25th every month. And when they say words, and they make sure they do just enough that they don't get fired.
Yeah.
But they never do anything more. Because if you do anything more, it's outside of your scope. Then you don't get paid more.
Yeah.
So that's how it goes. So there's only like, you know, do you get what I'm saying?
I think also it depends on the type, type of person also. Because I've got a close friend of mine, Clumisa. So she's working wherever she works.
Yes.
And she like works 9-to-5.
Yes.
And then 5 to 6, 7, 8. Because she knows that like, okay, cool. My goal is to elevate in this space.
Yes.
Get as much as possible.
Yes.
Get more work and then get an upgrade. Then when I go to this company... It's like, okay, cool. Just, they've seen like, damn, like when she was there, like when they speak about her, she's very powerful.
Others, they look at 25,000 a month and say, in, good for life.
Yeah.
And they never move up.
Yeah.
They say to themselves, I will do everything in my KPI to make sure that I don't lose this 25 and I'm never going anywhere. I promise you. Yeah. And that's majority. That's majority of the people.
Yeah.
It's obviously everyone wants more money. I mean, dude, everybody wants more money, but nobody wants more work.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, but I really believe I think when you're in the founder space and you're in the corporate space, I really believe your 20s should be the part where you like exert yourself, man. Like I think you should spend 5 years working Monday to Saturday, 10 hours a day to really solidify the rest of your life.
Yes. And the people that do that in corporate end up being the managers.
Entrepreneurship also end up going far.
But it's so competitive. I mean, you're chilling with someone who does an Excel sheet. They don't know how to do sum. What's about sum?
Yeah.
It's when you
equals.
It's when you
equals S.
They don't know how to do anything sums. They don't know Excel, but they have a master's in psychology.
Yeah.
And they have a master's in industrial psychology, by the way. So you must understand this person is in the corporate eye higher than you. Yeah. Because I know you have a B-Corp, but you have higher skills than them.
Yeah.
Do you see how it can become
very painful?
Unfair.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like you have more work experience than them. But here comes someone, you know what I'm saying?
I get you.
I remember, especially with grad programs, I've done 2 grad programs. In my life. So I'm not speaking from my ass. I'm speaking from what I've seen.
We believe you.
It's very, 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 very competitive.
Yeah.
Especially amongst the grads.
As it should be.
As it should be. Yeah. But that's what they want.
Yeah.
They want you to exert yourself.
Yeah.
How about it's like buying 10 wings and you get 15? Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And you get that from a whole grad program. And not all of them. And grad programs are so well done because some of them, they say, okay, we're going to choose 70% of you guys to stay
permanent. So they make it competitive. I need to start a motherfucking grad program. I've got a question for you. Anish, do you have any comments on anything we've been saying? Oh, okay. So I wanted to ask you guys, what does having your life together look like or even mean in today's terms? Yeah. So for me, I think having your life, like, for my generation, and I think most generations, your life looking, being together, it's definitely job, car, apartment.
Family.
No. My generation. Hey.
Family.
My generation.
Our generation wants families, Munna.
Not yet. Maybe, I think once you pass youth.
Then you I hear you said, what does it look like when you have it all together? So I'm thinking this is the time where like you've settled in. Or you're talking about the time you're successful.
Can I say my generation? Maybe family. Personally, family is not there, but my generation, maybe family too.
Yeah, maybe family too.
I don't think, do you guys want kids now?
Not now, just in general. Like I want kids just in general.
At what age do you want kids?
Not at what age, what bank account number, player? You feel what I'm saying? Okay, if it was about age,
what bank account number do you want kids?
When I can afford 2 kids, we can go to Hilton. And by the way, I'm only having 1. Yeah. But I want to afford 2 can go to.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you can only afford 1, they can go to Hilton. When they get to Hilton, their money is finished.
Yeah.
I just want parents to hear me around the world, by the way, before they have kids and stuff. Yeah. Please always afford 2 of the kid. So if the kid says, can I have? You don't look at him with guilt and say, say, sure.
But then we take him to Hilton, his peers are wearing Guchanas. And
your budget was Hilton. But if your budget was 2 Hilton, he's also saying, wearing the Guchana.
He's saying, Pops, Josh has this bag, this nice... Louis Vuitton. They didn't even say Louis Vuitton. Louis Vuitton.
Tato. Like, when I tell you that, like... It's a flex, by the way.
Mm.
It's a big flex for your kid to be able to say, my kid goes to Hilton. Then you say, my kid goes to Tukutuku High. I say, huh? You say Tukutuku High. And I say, oh, no, that's nice. That's nice. It's very nice. But I get you only plan for the... Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Family planning, guys. Family planning is very important. It's very important.
What does your life look like, Ruby?
You haven't answered yours. We waited for you.
I said, apartments. I think apartment, car, girlfriend or boyfriend. I think that is like our generation's ideal life. You have your own place, fully furnished, got a nice car. You have a partner.
Purposeful job.
Yeah, maybe some outreach.
Purposeful throw some activity. Outreach.
You know, people, you know, I'm about to offend a lot of people. You know, people do things for communities and stuff to be able to have talking points.
Yes.
So someone donates clothes so they can say, my husband and I last week. We donated 1,000 t-shirts to...
But I'd love that, hey. If it was like, alternative universe, I'm a prince, I never had to work a day in my life, I'm definitely doing nonprofit organizations for the rest of my life. Like, I love helping people. And I feel like that, for me, my dream life would be just to help people.
I hear that.
I wanted to become a priest, but I've never seen a priest in a G-Wagon. Well, I have, but those are pastors. You know what I mean? So when I say priest, I mean Catholic priest, like robe.
Yeah, no, no.
I wanted to be that. I wanted to
be
that.
They really be living like. How does the perfect life look like to you, Spooks?
Financial freedom, honestly, is like at the
top, we live on a rock that's floating in the universe. You can have anything in the world and you want financial freedom.
Yes! Do you know I want to Range Rover?
Go beyond. Say, I want generational wealth.
Yeah, true, actually.
Go beyond.
Don't tell, it's good to dream big, but
go beyond.
Please answer with that disruption, if possible. Can we have that?
Financial freedom. Living in a nice house, driving my nice Range Rover. You know, that's my ideal.
I see you in a Range Rover.
Same.
Yeah, you see?
Same. Thank you.
It's nice when like short girls drive big cars because then when they get out, she's 6'7", bro. You don't think you're short?
She's as tall as me.
It's nice when short girls drive big cars because when they hop out, it's like they do the hop.
Yeah.
That's just for me. That's just like wealth. I'm happy. Satisfaction. Where's my purse? You understand what I'm saying?
Sorry, I want to add one more thing.
Yeah.
Family stability as well.
Yeah.
In those goals. Like,
That's a nice one.
No one needing or surprising me and saying, hey, if that makes sense.
Surprising you. Yeah.
Family stability.
So you're like not having kids outside? What are you talking about?
Family stability.
However you view it,
if it's financial.
Okay, when you said that, I
like cousins and whatever.
My mind came to also like, you know, I'm picturing the polygamist, Zanim Mpume, going to her dad, going to
the daughter.
Yeah. Reading the letter. None of that. Like, let's be happy. Let's have a
happy family. Yes.
Like, let's be able to vocalize.
Yes.
Let's ask our kids, how are you doing?
Yes.
You know, what would you like today? Anger means this, my son.
Mm.
You know.
So, I actually saw a video of this kid and he says to his dad, he's like, the dad asked him, how can I be a better father? And he's like, the kid is like, you're such a good dad. And he starts going, crying.
Yeah, bro. That's beautiful, bro.
Stunning, bro.
Because he wishes that he could have said that to his dad.
Yeah. Damn.
Okay. So...
Can you imagine your dad saying, can you imagine our dad saying, how can I be a better father? I'd say, you killed it. No, out of fear in my heart, I'd say, you killed it. Dude, what? I thought you were the best dad in the world. Dog. I'd literally be like, whoa.
Oh, no, God. Papa watches the podcast now.
I do, yeah. But I'd say like having the confidence to tell your dad where he lacks is insanity. It's insanity to be able to be like, you're a bad dad because of this and that.
Especially if it's the first time.
Yes.
Yeah. So I also wanted to say, I also feel like we're also very performative with, you know, looking okay. I know there was a season where, and I spoke about this earlier in the podcast, there was a season where I used to make it seem like I got it more than I did.
Mm.
And it came from many reasons. One, because... Before I go vulnerable, what have you ever done? What have you done to make it seem like you're okay?
Can I say this thing is like, I want to say this is, I'm going to speak from, again, male perspective. I'm a man. That's all I've ever known. Nah?
Okay.
I see this of gents way more than I see this of girls performing to be okay.
Yeah.
Especially if gents, because we have this thing of like, be strong, be a man. You know, don't let your emotions overwhelm you. There's even a time that, this is actually very long ago. We were in the club, like living life, you know, popping everything. And my one friend, right? He's literally goes outside the club. We're like looking for him. We're like, where's he going? This brother was crying, breaking down outside. And we're like, what the hell? We're having the time of our lives. Like, this guy has not showed a sign of sadness. And he starts telling us every issue, what's happening at home, why he feels like he's not good enough.
I wonder how it hit him.
And we just there like, unfair. To like, you just gave us an Oscar level performance, because before this guy was, you know what I mean, like,
yeah, he was in it,
he was like so I always see this from, especially from my male friends,
yeah,
I see this so like where gents can't just say, gents, I'm not fine, I'm not okay, because you what do we say, you're fucking up the vibe you're killing the vibe, we're chilling with,
sorry, I just pictured we bully Khonzo so much in this podcast, like, tell me you're not okay.
I'm not okay
yeah.
You're fucking at the vibe, boys.
You can talk if you want to talk. Also,
the babies don't like hearing niggas sad. That's the truth. I've never heard a guy say, my hun loves when I cry at home. I've never heard a man say, I love opening up to man because I feel like it just gives me back my spark. I have and if I do hear those things, I'm like, wow, he's married, like he's engaged. But I've never had a girlfriend. And keep in mind, I'm very vulnerable to my partner. I cry a lot, all that stuff. But I know for a fact nobody's enjoying that in the room. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to be you.
Yes.
And then you're going to be your girlfriend.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So, can we talk?
No, so my girlfriend doesn't say that.
I'm you. You're your girlfriend.
Oh, I'm not woman in general.
No, you're your girlfriend.
Oh, I thought I was woman in general. Okay, but can I be woman in general?
Yes. Okay, so you don't want to be a girlfriend.
I don't want to be my girlfriend. I want to be woman in general.
Okay. Can be any woman. Yeah.
Because my girlfriend will be like, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. I don't need to. Because she's an outlier. I've dated a couple of women.
Yeah.
And she's an outlier. That's why I don't want to. Okay, but go. Okay, ready?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Aren't you crying? You said you cry.
I'm the woman. I'm ready. Can't you see I'm already acting?
Oh.
Okay, ready? Go. Can we talk?
Mind you, I'm using this chance to blow my nose on purpose. Yeah. This is you, by the way. Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to talk to you about something that's been on my mind.
Oh, okay. What's wrong?
I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like the world is just, like, everything is just so hectic. Like, I'm working, I'm trying these things, it's just like work is heavy on me. Like, I'm trying my best, showing up every day, but I'm not seeing any results. But it's just becoming like a lot for me. Because
you need to be a man. You need to toughen up and you need to understand that you can have a bad day, but it's not a bad life. But you need to be a man.
Yeah, but it's just, I
keep mine in front of you. She's like, oh, the moment you vibe, hey, nigga, chill it. Oh, motiva the tears. Show me natural. What must I do for him? I can't, show me. I can't. He's supposed to lead me, show me. How am I leading him in the relationship, show me? Show me, I've tried telling him to, like, but. Chomi, he's not like your man. Your man is daughter. This one is sensitive, Chomi. He's just in tune with his feelings. Okay, I'll call you back. Shop.
I don't believe that for one bit.
So why do men not open up then?
Wait, okay, I can answer that. Because I don't open up with my partner. And every time I show some sort of sadness, she's this day like, oh, she comes closer, oh.
I'm telling you, from previous relationships, that shit never happened. It was a thing of like, this guy needs to...
one monster, you want to make all women monsters.
Fair. I can be apologetic. Yeah,
I think women understand emotions and feelings. You're talking about a serious
vampire. But I'm talking about, that's not the first time. I'm talking about this is like the 15th, 16th. Like, you're telling me a man can cry in his relationship every week?
Why are you crying? Why?
The question.
Yes, Poco lady, please.
What kind of lady was she? Was she a baddie?
She was the eldest of her siblings. She was a very tough woman.
That's good content. Okay.
Slash man. Because she was the man of the relationship.
Oh.
Because, she, like, you know when you date a woman who is, like, very, like, tough.
Yeah.
Nothing really shakes her. She's very like, I think we all can picture someone as I'm saying this, like that person, you crying to them, you're crying your eyes out. You know, they see life as like a 1 + 1 = 2.
It's not
cool. Yeah, but then like,
yeah,
because you said eldest, right? Firstborn.
Mm. Yes, she's the eldest of her siblings. Yeah.
Jay, like firstborns have it tough. They don't also sit in their feelings as much.
Yes.
So you can't expect someone like that to hold a safe space for you.
Spooky, can I ask?
Please clip that.
Like, yeah, we need that on the TikTok.
I need to send someone that clip.
Can I ask you a question? Damn, you made me forget what she has to ask. Sorry, she please repeat the last
thing. Face bonds need to be held space for.
So,
they can't hold space, sorry.
So you said, first bonds. Yeah.
Yes, I said like you can't expect someone like that to hold a safe space for you because already they can't sit in their heavy emotions.
As a woman, how do we know as men that I can allow you into my safe space?
Say that again, as?
As men, how do I know that I can allow you to hold space for me basically?
Mm.
If you've never experienced it, how can I expect it from you?
Mm.
What do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I get you.
So that's why I think maybe...
I thought that was a genuine question.
No. I was trying to show why I think maybe I was a bit reserved. Yes, which is wrong, because like you're saying, it's per that case.
Yes. But then generally, like Tato said, women, listen, come, cry, do whatever you want. Like, women are not bad people, Abel.
Yeah, I think women have, like, really, like, ready to... Also, they should comment down below. I think they really don't... They're willing, bro.
I never said they're not willing. I said... If it happens every week where a man cries, it's going to be an issue.
Also, you can't be crying every week.
Wawana! Like, there's always something I say, and then it's like, the first ever time you cry, it's over. No. I'm talking about like you having a hard life,
you said, man. You said that after.
No.
Yeah, you did.
You did say that after.
No. Yeah. I said, this is the 15th time, by the way.
This is recorded.
Yes, we're going to run it back. You guys will tell us. I wish we could run it back live.
Shit.
But it's fine. I can be wrong. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But if I am right, small chance.
No, to a certain
7% Bafana to leave group stage, right?
No, to a certain extent. To a certain extent, you're right.
7% Bafana leave the group stage, right?
Yeah.
Then, yeah. But if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, yeah.
On a more lighter note then, what makes you guys feel like yourself again in these moments where you're feeling like, you know, you have to have your life together?
When I'm worried about the future and what I don't have, I always think about my past and what I've given him. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so I always be to myself like, bro, you couldn't even afford a henny back in the day. Look
That's
at you now.
Indicating factor.
Yeah, it's an economic factor. It's like, bro, you couldn't even afford a henny back in the day. Now you have a flat, I'm just saying, like, for what you wanted.
Yeah, that's very powerful.
Being able to like say to yourself like, oh, like I'm in the club drinking Black Label, looking at Bruce living life. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to be there. Like, I've given myself that. I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I gave myself the respect I wanted as a kid. Mm. So it's a thing of like, I just need to give this person now, who I am now, the same respect I gave that guy in the past, what he wants. Mm. So that means I must kill this person, just like I killed that person.
Yeah.
Because I need to become something I'm not. You know what I mean? And that's just basically that's how I think about it.
Yeah,
that might be a bit too sick.
No, I think
about it.
You just said it in a funky way, but you basically look at your past testimonials.
Yes.
And then you're like, wow, I was able to achieve this. I was able to achieve that. I was able to get through this.
Yes.
And then that shows me that I'm willing. I'm capable.
Yeah. A lot of the times when niggas like, or people just in general, like panic about something, like whether it be a job, whether it be life, whether it be finance, it's such a good thing to be like, bro, like think of a problem back in the day where you thought this is the end of the road.
Yeah.
Can I see you now?
Yeah.
So it wasn't.
So many. You know, I almost quit content because they were dragging me online. Like, this is when I was still in university.
Do you peep?
I was like, I can't do this content thing. Many opinions about like how I look and all these things. But yeah, what about you, Spoken Lady?
I agree on what Lewis said, like counting your blessings. It's very good.
That's a way better said. I said good.
Better.
I said kill yourself. You said testimony, and then she said count your blessings.
Yeah, I think also it's like the same thing with like,
oh my God.
When like you're going through like a lot of things and you're like, oh my God, God, where are you? Ta-ra, ta-ra. Like looking back at what he did and how he has pulled through.
Amen.
You know, powerful. Now you're like, now I can't buy that monster. But then you're able to afford a Powerade. It's like, okay, this is where I was. Yeah. I'm gonna get there, you know?
Yeah. That's very powerful. That's a good mindset to be in.
Also, I want
to
say like one day, like a day shouldn't take away from your journey. Or a week shouldn't take away from your journey. Even a month can't take away from your journey.
Even a year.
Because do you know how long we live? So if you're in like a season where like you're listening to us right now and you're like, no, dude, but I've been in this hole. My man, if you're in a hole, look up. It's called a hole for a reason. It's an exit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, like, look up. Look up. There must be hope in you because it can't be bad. The moment you accept that your life is bad, it is bad.
Yeah.
The moment you say that I'm living a tough life, your life will be tough.
Yeah.
The moment you say I have problems with money, you will have problems with money.
Yeah.
What you say is what you believe. You feel me?
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think in closing, what's very important is what Lebo was saying. Like, I really love what you're saying. I can't even think of anything better. The moment you put anything after I am, that's what you
embody
so much. You embody that thing. Mm. So if you can follow what Lebo is saying, I think you will be able to deal with this topic that we've been discussing. But this was great. This was silly, guys. We will. This was great. This was seated, guys. It was really dope. being with you guys today. I think this conversation was nice, man. I think it's not our usual thing.
Yeah,
we had a lot of requests to stop talking about dating and girls.
I don't know why, when we're all dating and we all know girls.
Yeah. But if you guys request for us to stop talking about girls and dating, can you guys please watch the content that doesn't include that too?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Because when we post the how to figure yourself out.
Yeah, how to become better. 20 views.
20 views. But what, if I say... What,
how a man must stop leaving you. 100,000 views.
Focus on the self, not the... Yeah.
Yeah. But just know that we appreciate you guys. Awesome. We're also very proud of you guys who actually... spending the time with us. I think watching a podcast like this really shows that you're trying to just have an uncomfortable conversation, learn yourself, and feel like you're a part of like a community where we can have these conversations. So every time you guys send like paragraphs in the comment section, I enjoy reading them. I'm just like, yo, okay, cool. We touched this person. They're expressing themselves. So please keep doing that. And like we always say, follow us on Instagram. Level always likes doing this. Follow us on Instagram at Seated With. Follow our personal pages, Level Rampe, Tato Rampe, and Spoko Lady.
At Spoko Lady Seated.
Manju, you could actually blow up if you started I'm seeing a faceless IG.
Yeah, like every time she posts with someone, it's her blacked out, but it's like pops on the side.
Yeah, that would be huge. But yeah, guys, we appreciate you guys so much. We'll see you guys next week. Danko.